Okay, Kuf Chof Beis. We're going right on this sugya of trying to understand who we really are, what we are, the shivas of the individual yid in the entire cosmic scheme of things. Let's go back to something we spent a lot of time on earlier. I say imuna ki bishvili nivra ha'oila. That imuna that a Jew has to really inculcate it into himself, he has to say it every day. Chayv adam loyna b'chol yom bishvili nivra ha'oila, halacha, mishnah. Every day you have to say it. Not just to know it, you have to say it every day. Bishvili nivra ha'oila. That's a chiyuv. Ani chashuv avu melech malchei ha'malachim. I'm very important to the King of Kings. That's the most important imuna that a person needs in this generation. That was Avram's big chiddush. He revealed, discovered, and revealed to the world this very powerful relationship that exists between a Jew and his creator. So
Abraham was banished, and from that earned the title of Jew.
Again?
But there was no Jew before Abraham.
You're talking about now.
Sorry.
What Avraham Avinu discovered and revealed to the world was this kesher that exists between a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekola tachlis v'nachas ruach sheyesh l'boi roilom bo mi ha-yehudi b'noi chavivoi anim tzakan boi lam ha-shefu. The whole purpose of the Bria, everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted, why created the Bria, is only going to come through fulfillment because of this individual Jew that's down here in this low world. But let's use human terms now, okay? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world, he had a reason for doing it, yeah? So he created the world for that reason. That means he had a rotzer, and he's going to have a final fruition of that rotzer. How do you get from here to here? Via the Jew. It's only the Jew that can bring, the individual Jew that can bring the world to its fruition, because he has to earn the reward that Hashem wants to give him. There's no other way for Hashem to get from here to here without me. I'm speaking in human terms now. Chas v'chil, I'm not attributing any limitations or any surah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the way he created the world. What can I do? Kach mefurush b'Ramchal, it's all over. We've been learning about that for a few weeks now. My sayadi b'tzadik r'v'arun mikaralin zayk tzadik livrochem shesholo chasidav Rebbe, ma chet ha'noir b'yoyse shiyudu olo lichpo boy? Good question, huh? What's the worst sin that a Jew could do? Think about it for a few seconds and tell me what you think. The worst thing that a Jew could do. Even about a Zara, marry a non-Jew. I mean, a couple of things.
I would have thought it was one of them. Great.
I mean, coming up to your head, I'm saying the first few things would come up to your head would be, we were talking about Hashem and our relationship with Hashem. So I'm married now. About a Zara. Okay, so had you done what he did, maybe we would have also got the answer. He put his head on the table for a long time. The Chassidim were waiting in trepidation for the Teretz. Afterwards, he picked up his head. The greatest sin that a Jew could do is forget who he is. Forget that he's a Ben Melech. That's the worst thing you can do. זהו ניסיון חיינו, בלי סופק השם שנוסו לנו את הניסיון, נוסו לנו גם את הכלים להתמודד עם אוי בהצלוחה. והשם גאיב אז את הניסיון, then he gave us the kelim to mitmoded with that nitzoyim. Ulochein mutar lenu lavin mi anu, ma itrachesh seviveinu, v'lilmod ma chovaseinu ba'alomeinu. It's incumbent on a person to understand who he is, what's going on around him, and to learn what his obligation in his world is. Ma chovase ba'olomo. I don't know, did it say it?
There was never all the worst thing you could do. Was that same thing?
What's the punishment for not saying every day Bishmili Nivra Oilo? I don't know. Makes a difference, right? Well, I mean, we tend to. No, we don't. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you we don't. Kibbutz number eight is a very hard, difficult mitzvah. Shluch HaKen is probably the easiest mitzvah you can do in the world, and I get the same reward. We don't know what the world up is, but I'm saying, what difference does it make to me now in the void are we doing now, if I know the punishment for not? I can tell you what the punishment in this world is. In this world, I can tell you what the punishment is for forgetting that you're the Ben Melech. You'll live like a goy. You'll live like a goy. Yeah. You'll be over hundreds of thousands of Isurim and you'll mutter it because anyway, I'm a nobody and nobody cares about me. And you really think what I do makes a difference to us there. That's the punishment. Yeah, what you'll get in the next world or whatever, that I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't change the avoider that I need to do now here, whatever the punishment is. Not a good question.
It's the biggest mistake.
That's what a chet is. A chet is a mistake. That's exactly the definition of a chet. A chet is a mistake. Yeah, that's what a chet is. It's a mistake.
Even if one does it intentionally,
then that's not a chet. If it did it intentionally, it's not a chet. Then it's an ovon or a pesha. But a chet is a mistake. What definition?
What
are you? Exactly what a chet is. You made a mistake.
This is the point.
Yeah, a chet is to make a mistake. You made a mistake. So say sorry and get on with your life. To that extent that a person recognizes the nisayon, kein godlim sikuya v'kodeh mulo v'sofo shodava l'atzlim amoy boy. To the extent that you recognize the nisayon, understanding the problem, so too are your chances of being matzliach much greater. Adam Shiadebe, dear Brura, of Umahu Nilachem, a person who knows what he's fighting for. He knows what's at stake. Umaybi Native Maduahu Nilachem, and he knows exactly why he's fighting. Shoy Metoche Hinavsho is a Koyach Vautzma Nilachem. He'll find within himself the Koyach to fight back. But Doris Ovrul Nilchamlo Agoyim Neged Klaliso. Up to very recently, the Milchama of the Goyim was against Klal Yisrael. Avoreinus, Anotzrois, Avanis, Noitzrois, Messiah, Slav, Inquisitius, Sefer Talmud, Tatvatat, Ashok, God. All those who milchomas against Klal Yisrael. Every one of them. Christianity, the Inquisition, the in France, the burning of the Talmud, Tatvatat, all of them was a war against Klal Yisrael. Kol Elia milchomas keneged a Klal. Doris over in the Chamlo Ayetz of Chaylois of Am Yisrael, Ayesu Milchama Klali. So it was a Klali Milchama. Part of the Klal and the Klal being attacked. So every soldier has to do what he has to do as part of a Klal. Gama Skola Arura. Vachrei Atziyonis Hayim Milchama's Keneged a Klal. Ba Skola and what came in its wake, secular Zionism was a Milchama against the Klal. The Kolos and Milchomas, Misha Dovet Begadol Yisrael, the Ma'ira Ha'uma, in those Milchomas who ever cleaved to Gadol Yisrael, to the light of the generation, the yeshivas of Achatzeres HaChassidios, or they were attached to the Admorim, they were part of the Chassidish world, Hatzilis Nafshev is Nefesh Bona B'Cholot. They saved themselves and their children after them. That was because it was a klal war, and you went to the leaders and you fought the war as a klal. Today it's very, very different. And we don't see it because it's subtle. Once you see it, it's not so subtle. But until you see it, it's subtle. Today the world's changed radically. And the Goyim, with a few exceptions, are not fighting a war against Klal Yisrael. Even Yishmael is not fighting a war against Klal Yisrael. He's fighting a war against our ability to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a different type of God. He's trying to stop us living in Eretz Yisrael. He's not trying to get you to change the religion or be somebody else. He just won't let you live here in peace. That's a different attack. Leave Yishmael out of it for now. It's a separate God. But other than that, the Goyim are not actually out there trying to destroy Jews. There's individual anti-Semites, I'm not saying not, but it's clearly, since the Second World War, anti-Semitism isn't exactly up there with our biggest problems. If they don't shun in, Yudisha Yosef, the Lord Tnua Kala shall be Zayoin, Klapo Isa Ishimach Shmoi, Hayonidon Miyad Lemisa. Somebody who would do some kind of disparaging act to that man, but before the founder of Christianity, to his image or whatever, you get killed straight away. If you would do something disparaging or say something negative against him, terrible, terrible repercussions. You know what I'm talking about? A Jew would walk down the street and spit on a cross in Rome. It's shot on the spot. No, we're talking about before. Today you can do what you want. You can say what you want about Christianity. You can mavazir it as much as you want, and no one's going to say anything. Hafradat hadat min ha-medina v'demokratia hain ha-sismoit ha-shol tois bo'olam. What we have today is what's called separation of religion and state. We live in democracy. You can do whatever you want. The major shift. The war today is not against Klal Yisrael as a klal. Against each and every Jew alone. Ain Israel, the Yad Machshir Katan, she internet shmoy. A Jew sits alone at home. No one sees him. He has a machine in his hand called internet, Yamach Shmoy. But a chitzes kafto achas, who shakur miyad bezuhumus agadele beyespoilo. With one touch of a button, he plummets himself into the worst, worst tumor of the world. Shedevimas doramabo lois is a hoimet kamoyu. Since the Dora Mavel, there wasn't such access to so much schmutz.
Okay, we're going back to the
Yochid. Right in the beginning, it's all about you and your own personal nisoyim. There's no one there with tanks forcing you to sit in front of the internet. I said it's subtle. The nisoyon against Christianity was also the individual had to make individual choices whether to give up his life or kiss the cross. In the Inquisition, people had to decide whether to become a runner. Avada, there's always the individual, but who's the war against? Klal Yisrael. And you're fighting the war against the enemy as part of a klal. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're fighting the war as an individual alone. Vayavasa Yaakov Levodoy. Eli loves this one. In this milchoma, you can keep all your external from apparel. You can keep all your external from apparel. He's wearing a strimal or a borsalino. He's got a frock. He's got a kapota. Loma shane. You wouldn't know who he is. He's involved up to his eyeballs in kol mem tet sharei tuma. No one knows. It's much worse today. It's a million times worse today. You have to use your own.
This sounds horrible.
It was horrible then already. I was driving with him once. Shortly after Pincus's Batira. When was Pincus Nifta? 10 years ago, 15 years ago? It was a long time ago. More, whatever. I'm just trying to think. I was still living in the old house, the new house. I was in the new house already.
Look it up on the internet.
No, it was at least 15 or 20 years ago. Anyway, I was driving with him to Bnei Brak. He was in the car and he was on the phone. It must have been 20 years ago. We were driving in the car. I was taking him to Bnei Brak. He was giving a share in Bnei Brak, and I was taking him. It was just could have even been during the Shiva. The Shiva for a Pincus was shortly afterwards. And he was on the phone talking, and I could hear the Shalom Bais. He's dealing with the Shalom Bais. I didn't even know what the internet was so much then. We were thinking about should we get email or not, because my in-laws wanted to be able to send my email or whatever. We were thinking, I didn't even know what it was. I don't really know what email was. That was what I'm talking about. We were thinking of maybe. Correct. But that's what we were dealing with. And I hear him telling whoever's on the other side of the phone, tell the husband, if he can't win a text from the internet, I can't save his marriage. I'm sorry. And I was like, what are you talking about? That's when he started introducing me to this problem. I told you, Rav Pincus picked up his phone. This goes back almost 30 years ago. Picked up his phone. Remember the old cell phones? They were about five times the size of this. And you could do nothing on it other than receive calls and make calls. And my first one I had, I couldn't even make calls. I could only receive calls. You couldn't find out. I was in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. My wife sometimes needed to get hold of me, so I had this thing. It was a brick. You couldn't keep it in your pocket. Big thing. They were called mangoes. It was about the size of a big Zunta mango. And he held it up and he said, we're talking Hebrew. And everyone was like, "Ani Amerikai, ani makir b'technologi." When I get lecha, ze olech laharas et kol ador. It was maybe 50 years ago. That's why we're called Eina Ha'Eina. That's why they call the eyes of the generation. They see where it's going. We just finished Hanukkah. You all say, "Pitzu choyim as mitalai, metimu kol hashmonim." We all sang that at least 8 times, correct? You know what that means? They made a pitzu in the choyma. The choyma, there's no kedusha in the choyma. The choyma is far away from the migdash. And they made a little crack in the wall. What was the result? Timu kol hashmonim. Everything got metamed from that. How is that possible? Breach in the wall. That's Timu Kol Hashmonim. Ha'ena Ha'eda, the watchtowers at the wall, are there to guard from the little cracks in the wall. Because when you see a crack in the wall, you must know if you don't do something about it fast, Timu Kol Hashmonim. Everything will get destroyed. The Yetzer Hara never ever came at somebody and said, go and do Mem Tesh Sharei Tuma. Never ever. Someone ever given up smoking? Anybody ever given up smoking or give up something here? Yetzer ever came to you and said, start smoking again? Never. Yeah, here's a packet of cigarettes, finish the packet. Just one puff. Or whatever else it is. When you're on diet, the Yetzer didn't come sit down and up, you know, going to the bakery and eat chocolate, whatever. He tells you just one piece of, one little part, one teaspoon. What's it going to do? Can't harm you. What does he want? Timu Kol Hashmonim. But he always comes at you with little breaches. They saw the breaches already 25 years ago.
There's so many of these horrible things out there going away from my laptop. But it seems like once you bring it into your home, that's when you pierce the wall. There's so many things out there that we can actually people still don't know about. Is it going to do? It's just like we brought it to our home. That's what it came.
And therefore?
Me it's at your home where you have the garden. They can't go against everything.
You have to guard yourself first of all.
And I'm also trying to understand how in 2000, when something that was really little used in the world, it wasn't so heavy, that we as Jews brought it, like,
we don't have a whole sefer. This is one aspect of it. But today we have thousands of svarim about this, because every Jewish life that's living in a gutter today because of this is another sefer. And every kid today walking around with a smartphone and has access to the internet, and every parent and every husband, every divorce, and it's horrific what's going on out there. Mani agid lecha. And if it wasn't in your home, you just kept it in your pocket, that would make any difference. I don't care where it is. It's in your head. It's in your pocket. You're accessing it, not you. I mean, of course, you don't want to bring it into your house. Sometimes you don't have a choice. That's why you have to have a rov to know how to deal with all these complicated stories, of course. A lot of shoot. But that's the Yetzer Hara again. How does he get it into your house? It's email. Keep it off. Only email. Yeah, okay. What happened in the end? But you have to see these pictures we took, darling. So you need Google links. How do you get Google links? No, so now you need more than just email. And then it's a little snowball. And I'm not saying yes or no. I'm not discussing it. Do you know how many people became from the internet? You know how many people today are from and learning Torah only through the internet? No, so. So. Yeah, he's saying lo pashut bichlal. The lo pashut bichlal. Some people can't make a living today without it. So what should they do? Starve to death? I don't know. I don't have answers. I need to know your day. I'm just trying to learn a bit of a safety here and try and get myself out of tachlis shelo avodat Hashem. Hashem b'simcha b'tov leivo. That's all I'm trying to cure here for myself. It's interesting, you guys. You want to come and watch me learning? That's your problem. I said that right in the beginning. That's how this started. I was sitting and learning, and people came and said, "You want to eavesdrop on my problems? That's fine." No, I'm serious. I don't have solutions to these problems.
The problem is always the same. It's to disconnect people, Jews from the
Torah. Hesech Hadas. That's what we said. The greatest Hesech Hadas we ever had to deal with. It may not even be that it's, you know, I'm not talking about the schmutz, I'm not talking about anything that money's been too much. It must be, I had a wife phoning me. I'll just put off this recording there for a second. Some less, some more, some this. Some people have got a Yetzer Hara for the news, some have got for sports, some for this, some for that. That's our real. We're trying to discuss an ideal, set with some kind of direction finder, to give us kalim to meet more dead against these nisoyim. And the first kli you need in order to meet more dead against this nisoyim is to understand kama HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich otcha. How much Hashem needs me, and how tolu the entire bria is tolu on me, bishvilim nivra ha'olam. The motivation comes from bishvilim nivra ha'olam, exactly, 100%. Nachon. Could be an innocent novel. It could be, it doesn't matter. What's wrong with reading a novel, Rabbi? You're right, nothing. And some people should read a novel. Depends, I don't know.
Yeah,
but the Torah should be more manyan. Should be, you see, but it's not always. So what do you do?
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to find, the solutions to these problems. We're trying to find solutions to these problems, each person in his own world. You have to work it out yourself. This is a spiritual holocaust. Without any exaggeration, this is a spiritual holocaust. Every Jewish neshama is at risk of being trapped, because that's what the world's trying to do. He's alone against the entire world. We never had to deal with this before. You can't go and open the shilas and tshuvas from 500 years ago and say to deal with this war, because there never was a war like this before. Vina, in b'milchama gash misaklalu da'as ha'oyev, in war, I don't know if you were ever in the army, but the first thing they tell you, to be successful in war, you have to understand your enemy. You have to know your enemy. Alachas kama b'chama shobu b'chama ha'gadoyle b'chama sayetza, im lo naskin ladat heichen nimtsoim koiches ha'oyev, ein anu sikun etzelch. We have to understand who our enemy is. It's called the Yetzer Hara. And we have to go learn him and understand him. First, you have to get him close and understand him before you can start fighting with him. Metz Hashem will learn how to deal with these milchomers. Just stay close to Wolitsky and you'll never have a problem with it. One way of doing it. Okay.